Quarantine morning. 1. Complacencies of the kitchen and late coffee grounds and orange peels in the sink, and the gray freedom of sunlight through clouds framed by a window mingle in the hush as rain subsides. She sees in tall, bare trees one crow disrupt a flock of smaller birds into a fluttering of brief escape. She reads a little, but she can't dispel the dark encroachment of catastrophe, grown more familiar every weighty week. That box of oranges beside her chair brings light and pungency, speaks of blessings. 2. Why should she give her musings to the past, or daydream of the other side of light, proverbial, deserved, tunnel ending, of lively streets and shops? What marks a day whose emptiness invites wild creatures back, where birdsong flies against such stark reports of loss? Each colored chart and jagged graph of tragedy confirms what some deny. The system grinds despite its oiled gears. No mercy for the working of the soil, the roads and hospitals, the grocery stores, the ferrying of packages to doors. 3. What did the new year hold when it was new and unwritten, beyond imagining beyond the chorus of familiar crises? The threat was also new, its truths no more amenable to borders than our seas, and like wide water, inescapable. The truth is like wide water, without sound, while triumph rings its brassy phrase too soon, too loud and long. The global map began to bleed, and whispered out of tenderness for those who trembled at the math. Let X be death, let Y be the mother of beauty. 4. She says she is content with slower days. How neighbors wed to offices and cars now tend forgotten yards. They wave hello from some place not quite paradise, but more like life, as if the sidewalks of her childhood revive. Chalk hearts and bicycles, small gifts distract from what has quieted or paused and what has disappeared. Classrooms shuttered, the work week sheds its once unchanging skin. An urban tide flows out, abandoning starlings and pigeons to the silences where vacancy, like April's green, endures. 5. She says injustice calls us to repair, as birds are drawn to test their wings above uncertain, misty fields, while vanity, in those relinquished to deceit, cries out for some dividing and indifferent view of need that leaves our earthly mothers weeping sleeplessly. As crises bloom, as summer brims with fruit and leaf, as streets of protest meet the sanctioned fury of anonymous batons, our earthly mothers speak, sleepless, and summer brims, and speechless dawn receives the culling of wounds, the parsing of grief. 6. But to shoulder grief in shelter, alone, breeds other griefs, and tries resiliency like tattered weavings of our afternoons. If distance rules all pleasures and all pains, how might she prove the months are anything but seas whose skylines lack the faintest mark of landing place? She learns that autumn limns the edges of the day without judgment, whether hours fill with memories or voice. That months collide like waters. Every wave infects the ships of state, the decks, the holds, the captains and the crews, the evening news. 7. From firestorms and hurricanes to snow, we think the heavens should be friendlier because our hands are full, because fatigue. The drought of summer and the wintry night, neither one's at fault. Jove, in his mythy clouds, looks forward to convergences, not down to where we clash and stagnate in debate on how and when and why and if to change. We live in an old chaos of the light of sun and stars, and every story told to make them orderly, to make them ours, aligning in the mind, if not the sky. 8. She thinks the year is not a blur, not quite a flurrying of wings across windows, but more like murmuration, bouts of noise and fluid shape she can't help following till out of view. Soft rain arrives and fades. Gray sunlight follows rain and doesn't ask for anyone to measure it. She asks for sweet impossibilities, like how to bury hindsight, blunt the news, and set her arguments aside. If elegy can find the patient arc of song, let X be beauty undefined. Let Y take flight.